This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Ben Camo, the wrestling coach at Beverly High School, Northeastern Conference champs. And Ben, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Bill.
Well, Ben, let me have you tell us about Beverly Wrestling. I don't know where to begin, but actually, let's talk about a note or two from the regular season and how the team progressed throughout the year.
Yeah, so we have completely turned our record around from last year. We went into this season from our last season record was 7-21-1. This year we are 21-7. So everything we kind of turned the ship around a little bit. Some highlights include winning the NEC throughout, beating every team in the NEC and the combined Cal too, which are kind of linked leagues, I guess we could call it. Maybe potentially join leagues in the future for wrestling. And yeah, we're rolling. We're having a good season so far. We're looking forward to sectionals coming up this weekend.
All right, so let's hold off on talking about some of the individual athletes, but tell me, what is ahead in the sectionals? Who participates in all of that? And tell us what's ahead this weekend then.
Yeah, so we're going to go to D2 North sectionals, which is kind of your ticket into states, D2 states. So there are, I believe there's 13 teams, 13 or 14, I forget. We're adding up with us. So all the D2 teams around this area are going to be there. For instance, Salem, Pennsauken, Linfield North, Reading, Essex Tech, all the way out to some MVC teams. North Andover will be there, Greater Lowell, Greater Lawrence, Tingsboro, Dracut, Whittier. I'm sure I'm missing a few, but some of the best teams around in D2 are in our section, so we're looking forward to it. We're thinking it's going to be a pretty close race between the top few teams over there, so we're looking forward to a competitive day.
You know what's interesting? I just thought about this, but it's probably obvious to you or to our listeners, is that when you think of sectionals or tournaments or playoffs, you think of seeding. But when it comes to something like a sport like wrestling, this seeding doesn't matter at all. I mean, everyone's the same, basically, right?
Well, it is. It does matter. It's just not by team. It's by individual wrestler.
Okay.
So on Thursday, all the head coaches will head over to Salem, and we'll do a pretty long seating meeting where we talk about how guys should wind up, how where they're projected to be, and then we'll see what happens on Saturday. But we have a big seating meeting on Thursday night to kind of figure that out.
Okay, with the individuals. Okay, that makes sense. All right. Yep. Well, I think we've already just transitioned nicely to individual athletes. So tell me about some of the Beverly athletes that you have on this year's wrestling team.
Yeah, I'll start with my captains, who I think have definitely been one of the driving forces for kind of switching up our culture and kind of the one of the big reasons why our record is what it is this year. So I have three senior captains and one junior captain. My senior captains are Mason Irwin, who wrestles at 195 and 220 pounds. He was actually hurt for almost a month in the middle of the season. We just got him back a couple of weeks ago, and we're looking forward to him wrestling at 220 this coming week and making some noise there while he's been quiet for the last month or two. And then we have Nathan Berry, who's my 120-pounder, also a senior, and a guy that has kind of come out of the woodwork for us, has over 20 individual wins for himself this year, closer to, I think he's around 25 or 26. And he's really rolling. He's a big reason why our dual record is what it is. And my last senior captain is Yian Williams, spelled I-U-A-N. A lot of times he gets called Juan Williams. It's Yian Williams. And he's our 152-pounder. And he's a guy that's just squeaks matches out in his favor over and over again. He's also a guy with well over 20 wins and another force on our team. And our last captain is our junior, Gino Sicari. He's our 182-pounder, a guy who has made a lot of waves this season. He did a ton of off-season work, as all four of these guys did. Most of them were working throughout the fall, throughout the summer, and even throughout the spring, if they weren't playing a spring sport, I guess all of these guys really weren't. They've been wrestling all year, getting themselves ready for the season. And Gino, he actually placed at the World Holiday Tournament, which is one of in the time that the team has come back since 2006, I think there's only been about four Beverly wrestlers who have placed. So he placed sixth at a tough weight class at the World Holiday Tournament.
If just to put it into perspective, if you have 26 wins during the season as an individual, about how many matches would they be involved with? Just for the
so it differs a little bit depending on their tournament and things like that. But most of my guys are sitting around 32, 34 wins, so losses probably somewhere between 4 to 8 to 10 for those guys.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. Any other wrestlers you do want to mention, Ben, at all from you know, on the team?
Definitely. There's a ton that I'd love to talk about, but I want to highlight a couple of sophomores who are also making waves too. So Tristan Gold is a sophomore. He wrestles at 126 pounds. And he's a takedown machine. He has the most takedowns on our team by far. And he is maybe, he's looking at records for Beverly history for takedown. And his record for himself is very good too. He's up there, he might have the most wins on the team. I think he's up around 30. And another sophomore, Braden McNeil, all of these guys who working in the off season, who's our 138 pounder, well over 20 wins for himself. He's our pinning machine. He has the most pins on the team. And he's making waves too. He's a tough guy to wrestle for sure.
And maybe just share with us a bit about your wrestling background, how you got involved with the Beverly Wrestling Program and so on. And I think folks would love to hear just a little bit more about you, Ben, and your experience with the sport.
Sure. I'm actually a product of Beverly Wrestling. The team didn't start until I was a sophomore in high school, so I actually didn't start wrestling until I was a sophomore in high school with a team that started in 2006. I've been with the team in some form or fashion since then. I left for a little bit for college, but came back and started going to school at Salem State. And I came back and I coached. I was in the room under Mark Thomas, and then Paul Casey took over about eight or 9 years ago. I was his assistant coach, and then he left, and the spot opened up, and I jumped on it. So I've been with Beverly Wrestling through and through. The only program really that I've seen. I don't have any college experience, but I have seen every form and iteration of Beverly High Wrestling since 2006.
Wow, there you go. You're a history, walking, living history of Beverly Wrestling right there with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about, here's one last question, or probably one of the last, is how do you view wrestling in the context of, say, football? Because a lot of football players over the years have used wrestling to improve their football skills, if you will.
Oh, yeah. We love to have football players in our room. And I think the football coaches love to have their football players in our room. Wrestling gives so much to a football player, whether it's balance or hand fighting or conditioning or body placement. All of the mechanics of wrestling really translate very well to football. And we love to have big, tough football players in our room and turn them into wrestlers. They're good crop to turn into wrestlers, that's for sure. And we have some in our room right now.
Works for football, but maybe not so much for flag football, which we saw last weekend, yeah, in the Pro Bowl or whatever it is. Well, Ben, anything else you want to share with us about Beverly Wrestling or what's ahead this weekend or beyond this weekend? Kind of put the wraps on it for us as, you know, again, I may not have asked you everything you wanted to share with the listeners here.
Well, you covered a bunch. I have a lot of guys that I would love to highlight, but I gave you some of our top guys. And we're really looking forward to this weekend coming up at D2 Sectionals, D2 North Sectionals. and seeing what we can do, what waves we can make past that at the state tournament, the all-state tournament, even into New England.
Well, Ben, congrats to you, the coaching staff, and of course your athletes as well for the big turnaround, if you will. Really a 180-degree turnaround. But Ben, thanks so much for your insights and information. We appreciate it. And to you and the team, best of luck this weekend for sure.
Of course, thank you. I would love to shout out my coaches too. I wouldn't be where I am without my coaching staff. They're the best around.
Well, do it. Who's on your coaching staff?
I got a big staff. I have two Tripoli brothers, Brian and Nick Tripoli, who both went through the program. Brian is my assistant, my JV coach, and Nick, obviously, an assistant coach too. And I have Christian Echevarria, who is also product of Beverly High. It's going to be a theme, who is the only state champ for Beverly High in 2000 and I want to say 16. And I have Luke Lerero, also a recent graduate of Beverly High. He graduated in 2021. And Frankie Gwynn has been helping us out too, a guy who has coached around the area, and it's been super helpful to have him in the room. So some of the best guys around are sharing their knowledge, sharing their love of the sport.
So, Ben, are you telling me you have a coach there that's not from Beverly or not from the Beverly program? You've let that happen?
He is from Beverly.
Oh, okay.
He went to the prep, so didn't go through Beverly.
All right, well, that's close. I guess that works. Okay. Great. Well, Ben, thanks so much for, again, all this information. And, again, great luck. Good luck this weekend with the team and your athletes. So, again, thanks.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Yep. Ben Camo, wrestling coach at Beverly High School here on MSONewsSports.com.